One of the biggest things we're going through right now is just a constant amplification of fear. Through the media, the only weapon the devil has against us is fear. So we need to come into agreement with what he is making us fear in order for him to have any power in our life.
The enemy tries to stop us from having hope in anything, to the point where you are afraid of even writing down your hopes. Out of fear of disappointment, you're afraid of confessing the things that you're hopeful for. If I say out loud these things that I deeply desire, then if they don't happen, now I have to bear with the disappointment. Disappointment's not the issue, because we all walk through disappointments in our life, and Jesus is the good shepherd who walks with us and is the good comforter when we're disappointed. And there's nothing wrong with having disappointments. The problem is when you fear disappointment, because anytime, what Scott just said, anytime you have fear of something, you've just given that thing authority over your life. So if I fear disappointment, I am giving disappointment authority over my life, to where I am now stuck in disappointment mode and not in faith, because you can't have fear of disappointment and faith for the things that you're hoping for. Yeah.
In the book of Job, he says, "The thing I have feared has come to visit me," or has come upon me. And so faith and fear are both magnets, if you want to call them that. A lot of people, they pray and they're like, "Oh God, will you do this? Will you do that?" Andy Womack has a great saying. He says, when we pray, it's not to move God, it's to move us mm-hmm. into position for God to bless us. Like, it's not God who's stuck, it's us who's stuck. So when we have faith, when we are getting our hopes up for something, Proverbs says, a man makes a plan in his heart and then God directs his steps. Mm-hmm. So we get our hopes up, we get our faith up, and then God can now work with our faith. We have to start walking into something for God to then be able to direct those steps. If you're not stepping towards something in
moving.
Hope and in faith, moving, God then is not going to direct you. With fear, we do the same thing. We get our fears up. So instead of getting our hopes up, we get our fears up and we start walking that way. And guess who starts directing your steps? The devil now has power in your life, because the only way he can control you is to get you to forget your identity. What did he say to Adam and Eve? He's like, "Oh, you can be like God." It's like they were already like God. They were already in his image. It's like, you can be like, it's like you totally, once you become in fear, you start doing insane things.
Yeah.
And you start getting anxiety, and you start getting anger, and you start getting frustration, and you start just living in this negative, then your body starts living in this negative state, right? So now if you're afraid of getting sick, now your body starts living in fear, and now you start,
your immune
system
goes
down. And your relationships start getting, and then it's just this doom loop of fear, right? And so that's why, like, God says so many times in the Bible, do not fear. It's not like, "Hey guys, I highly advise you not to fear. Like, if it's cool with you guys, like, try not to fear." No,
it's a command.
Do not fear. So if it's a command from God, do not fear. You know, there's always that cheesy morning devotion thing of like, there's 365 scriptures of do not fear. So the one for every day. And it's like, the guy's got a point. Like, do not fear. Like, do not be afraid. I am with you. Do not fear. That's the first part, is do not fear. The second part is fear the Lord. The only thing we are called to fear is to fear the Lord. Get your hopes up in who God is. Who is God? God is not some vindictive, he's going to strike me down if I do something wrong. Like, if that were the case, Peter was the first disciple to get kicked off the boat. Like, dude, you're done. But the point is this, is we often think like, "Oh God, like, I've messed it. You're going to punish me." And now we live in fear of this atheist tier thinking of who God is. God is a good father, and that's what allows us to get our hopes up. What allows us to get our faith up is that God is my provider. God is my protector. God is my promoter. And so that I'm now going to step towards the things that I have hope for, that he has put in my heart to long after and to have joy after and have excitement after. And so it says in Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So we have three tiers. We have knowledge, we have wisdom, and we have faithfulness. So knowledge is knowing what's going, like, God, give us knowledge to see what's going on here. Wisdom is to know what to do with what's going on here. So when it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, it means the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowing what to do with what's in front of you. And then faithfulness is doing it. He is a faithful man. He completed what he said he was going to do. So if God says, all right, I'm giving you the wisdom to go do this, this, and this, it's like, go do it. Get your hopes up in the things that you're excited about. Mm-hmm. What are you excited about? What has God put in your heart to be joyful and excited about? Let's start stepping towards those things so that God can start directing our steps.
So in the season when fear is just knocking down at your door and trying to get you to be discouraged or disappointed or lacking in hope, get your hopes up. Also be like, okay, God, these are the things that I'm having hope for. I thank you that throughout my day today, you are going to show me evidence of the things that I have hope for. Thank you for your signs and wonders that are all around me. And watch how creatively God speaks to you. He wants to partner with you, and he also wants to let you in on what he's doing.
Yeah. And I think a big part of that is that you've got to create momentum in your life. You've got to fight for high energy. You've got to fight for encouragement. You've got to fight to get your hopes up. Actually do the things that are making a plan in your heart so that the Lord can direct your steps.
It's a good time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. And that's the other thing. One more thing. What a time to be alive. You were born for such a time as this. A lot of people are like, oh Lord, like why did I have to be born now? Or like why does all this have to happen in my time? It's like, what a time to be alive. You were born for the exact time such as this. You're not a mistake. God has a plan for your life. He loves you. And this is the time now for you to get your hopes up. Amen.